WGN Radio's daily conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is The Opening Bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
Good morning again, everyone. Welcome back to the program. It is Monday here on The Opening Bell on 720 WGN. Our focus turns to commerce. This week in Chicago, the Journal of Commerce Conference is being held. It starts today and runs through the 23rd. The Georgia Ports Authority is in Chicago, meeting with representatives from the city, hoping to get drum up some business. Why is that? Let's bring in Ed McCarthy, COO of the Georgia Ports Authority, to have a little conversation about that this morning. Ed, good morning. Welcome to WGN.
Good morning, Steve. How are you doing?
Doing very well. I mean, we talk about the Georgia Ports Authority. We're talking about, Savannah, right? Savannah, Georgia.
Correct. That is correct.
So you're here in Chicago. You obviously think you might be able to drum up some business with Chicago. Why are those two cities, why are these two entities important to each other?
Well, 3 years ago, the Panama Canal basically widened their locks to basically bring in ships that are almost three times larger. And we've seen a 30% growth from Savannah into Atlanta, into Memphis, into Nashville, Charlotte. And we now have a service between CSX and Norfolk Southern that can reach Chicago in less than 3 days. So it's really about promoting that and telling the nation about it.
Well, give us a sense of where, so let's say most of our stuff comes from the East Coast, further up the East Coast now, the commerce and cargo to Chicago. How long does that route take, and why is your route a little bit better?
Well, the East Coast, most of that cargo actually comes from the North Atlantic and the Mediterranean into the East Coast, into Chicago. The vast majority of the cargo actually comes in off the West Coast. It's coming in from L.A., Long Beach, or the Pacific Northwest between Vancouver and Seattle. And the transit time runs about 40 days, but we're running in about 42 days. The difference that we're seeing is we actually had a test done between one of our customers, unknown to us, coming out of Seoul, Korea, through L.A., Long Beach, coming through the Panama Canal, through L.A., Long Beach to Chicago, and then a separate shipment through the Panama Canal into Savannah and then Chicago, and we actually tied the transit time. So we think that it's an equal transit time, and it's actually a cost savings because it's less rail miles. If you're coming over the U.S. West Coast, you're coming anywhere from 2,000 to 2,500 rail miles, but coming over the East Coast, we're only 1,000 miles from Chicago.
How do you begin to sell this to folks around the Chicago area? Who do you meet with, and what's the presentation like?
Well, we have a presentation tomorrow, and we're meeting with about 150 at our conference, 150 shippers. And basically, we're telling them that here's the good news story of what we've seen in the past 3 years as we're building this facility out. I didn't even get to that. We're building a 2 million TEU which is 20-foot equivalent unit, half of a container. We're building a 2 million TEU facility down in Savannah. It will be the largest on-dock rail marine facility in North America. And basically, we're just telling them the good news story. This is what we've already done since the canal is open, grown by 30% in the past 3 years, and we can get the cargo from the ship to the rail and to Chicago faster than coming over the West Coast landside.
Your talk is actually entitled "Redrawing the Map." The notion that the map has to be redrawn—that's it's very hard to change people's behaviors, isn't it? So you have sort of an uphill battle going on.
We do. We recognize that, but we're going under the philosophy that we've been building capacity down in Savannah year over year for vessel traffic to come in for the past 20 years, and we've been staying ahead. 20% ahead of the demand, and Savannah is the fastest growing seaport in the United States for the past 10 years. So we have a philosophy, if you build it, they will come. So it's really about getting out in the market, educating them, and trying to, we think we've already proved the case with Memphis, and now it's really about proving the case that we can build it to Chicago. Both CSX and Norfolk Southern have the service It's actually 67 hours, so it's less than 3 days.
The ship-to-rail idea is one that I think is appealing to the environmental side of all of this. Talk to us a little bit about the number of trucks that get taken off the road when this kind of shipping happens.
Well, for every train that you move, you're taking about 400 truckloads. So 7-day-a-week service up here, you're talking hundreds of thousands of trucks that will be taken off the road between different locations in the United States, or at least from Savannah into Chicago.
Talk to us a little bit about what's going on down there in Savannah. I'm looking at some photographs of how things are, how you've got things going. The port looks like a beautiful port. This idea happened just because of the canal changes, or has this been in the works for a long time?
Well, we started rail back in the early 2000s, and it grew modestly, mostly going just directly to Atlanta. So it makes sense, the largest southeast city, and we grew it into Savannah. Eventually, some of our customers started to come to us and say, can we reach beyond Atlanta? And that's when we built our first rail facility in about 2008. And now we're going forward with a second phase of building this mega rail, which will rival any rail coming off the U.S. West Coast or even out of New York, New Jersey.
I don't want to get into the types of the exact companies that you're meeting with, but give us a sense of what kinds of business these local companies are doing and whether or not they're opening potential new markets with some of the service.
Well, we're actually looking at the Chicago market, and we see it as a $2 billion market. And Savannah is less than 1% of that market today. And we're meeting with appliance giants. We're meeting with different retailers to see what we can drive into this market. Most of it coming off the U.S. West Coast today through the into L.A. Long Beach. So we think that there's a tremendous amount of growth coming into Chicago, and we just want to be a part of it. We can't handle it all, obviously, but if it makes sense for our customer base, they're going to switch.
Yeah, and, you know, Chicago being the hub that it is, it would seem that if you're able to knock down some markets and get into some markets here, that might open up more of the Midwest to you.
Absolutely. You know, we've been fortunate to have some discussions already with St. Louis and Kansas City. But we think that Chicago is our next logical target market. The best thing I could say is that today we're driving consistency and reliability 7 days a week into the markets we touch, and we already have 7 day a week service into Chicago. It's not being utilized, and that's really the education that we need to work on. We have partners in CSX and in Norfolk Southern. It's consistent and reliable. We just need to promote it.
Ed, doing what you do, you probably have a pretty good pulse on how trade is happening. I know we've had a lot of coverage of the trade war with China. How has that impacted your business, the business you see coming through, for example, the port of Savannah?
Well, it really hasn't impacted the port of Savannah, and because we've seen such tremendous growth, just looking at our year-over-year volume growth, we're growing at a 6% container volume. But if we look at our intermodal volume, which is the rail volume, we're growing at almost 12% on the rail. So people are seeing that Savannah is a logical option for intermodal, and that's really striving our benefit to growth. And we're very optimistic, even though we see some weak spots in the U.S. market in some locations. Basically, the U.S. West Coast and has had some negative growth here recently, but we think that Savannah is almost insulated from it.
Yeah, this might be a silly question. I know there are no silly questions, but we always think of goods coming in, and you and I have been talking about it coming in and coming up to Chicago, but does it go the other way as well? Are there importers, exporters that you might want to attract to your business as well to go on the outbound side?
Absolutely. We've reached out to a lot of commodity brokers and trying to see what's the market that we can touch here. We've been actually, our sales team has been up here for the past 2 years, talking with those exporters, and if we can get two-way traffic in and out of Chicago, obviously that makes the cost of doing business even less expensive.
Well, we wish you all the luck. Good luck at the conference and with your presentations, and please come back and see us sometime.
Steve, thank you very much for the time. I really appreciate it. Talk to you soon.
Yes, Ed McCarthy, COO of the Georgia Ports Authority. You can find them online at gaports.com.